that guy John out in the wilderness, people were saying to one another? Well, I heard that he wears clothes made only out of camel skin, said one person. I heard that he's so wild he doesn't even eat cooked food. He eats bugs and he eats honey straight out of the hive. Yes, said another person, and I heard that he's, yeah, it is kind of gross, huh? Bugs and, specifically something like grasshoppers. They're called locusts. Ew. Yeah, but, said another person, he's setting people's hearts on fire for God, is what I heard. So then they thought for a few minutes, and they said, you know, maybe we should go and see for ourselves. Maybe we should go listen to what John has to say. And so that's what they did. They went out of the city, and they found John in the wilderness next to the Jordan River. And John was telling people that they had forgotten how to live God's way. What should we do? The people all asked. Well, said John, if you have two coats, you should share with the person who doesn't have any coat at all. And the same with your food. If you have food, you should share with people who don't have food. And if your job involves being in charge of money, say, for example, you're a tax collector, then don't steal and don't cheat. And if your job involves keeping people safe, for example, if you're a soldier, then don't become a bully and don't take bribes. As a way of helping people start over in life, to get a new beginning in their lives, John was inviting them to be washed in the river. And they would come, and John would help them dunk themselves all the way under the water. And when they came up out of the water again, they would say, now I'm going to be God's person. I'm going to live the way God wants me to live. John's teachings were so inspiring to people that they began to ask him, are you the Messiah? Are you the one we've been waiting for, sent by God? And John said, no, someone much greater than me is coming. I wouldn't even be worthy to be the servant who helps him take off his shoes. I baptize you with water, but he's going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Well, one day, Jesus came to the river. And he saw the crowds, and he listened to John's teaching, and he said, I also want to be baptized. And so John led him out into the river, and he was immersed in the flowing water. And when he came up out of the water, he took time to pray. And while he was praying, some people in the crowd saw the Holy Spirit descend upon Jesus and rest upon him. It looked a little bit to them like a white bird with outstretched wings. And a voice was heard, but it wasn't a human voice. It was God's voice saying, this is my child. You are my beloved child. I'm very pleased with you. Now, if you can hold hands with somebody, we're going to say a prayer together. Dear God, we might not remember the day of our baptism when we received the water as a sign of your love and blessing, but we know that your Spirit is always with us. And we ask that you continue helping us to live as your children, living the way you want us to live each and every day. Amen. And now you can go to Sunday school.